Right, well, joining me now is the Eastleigh boss, Chris Todd. And Chris, the FA Cup draw has been made. You've got to get past Bolton first, but what a tie it is, potentially facing Leeds United.
Yeah, of course, it's very mouth-watering, you know. It's special to the football club, obviously, that we may have a possibility and a chance to play against an outfit like Leeds United, you know, to put Eastleigh Football Club in the same bracket and same words as Leeds is a massive thing, and possibly, you know, it can happen.
When you look at the history that Leeds United have, and obviously they've actually had a couple of cup upsets as well. They lost to the likes of Histon not that long ago. If you are to get past Bolton, it must be a cup tie you really would be looking forward to.
Yeah, of course. We're going to have to work very, very hard to try and overcome Bolton at their place, of course, you know, but we're giving ourselves every chance, you know. We're shown that we can match them, and we were very unlucky not to win the football match, you know. So we'll go there full of confidence, and at the end of the day, there's a nice prize waiting for the winner.
But it must be a game you're looking forward to, going to the Macron to face Bolton Wanderers after getting that draw.
Yeah, it's a great place to go, you know. It's a massive achievement for us to get to the third round regardless, you know, and to put a performance in like we did on the weekend was very, very good and very pleasing, and we've done ourselves no harm, and, you know, we'll go there full of confidence and looking forward to it, really.
And it must give you a bit more confidence the way you played, because afterwards there were players from Bolton basically saying, yeah, on another day we would have lost to Eastleigh.
Yeah, that's right, you know, and that's the truth of it, and yeah, fair play to them for saying that, because, you know, it was a very good performance by us, and we were a match for them, and obviously on the day we probably should have won, but that football will be a different game at that day of place, of course, because the pitch will be different as well, and it'll be a different, you know, scenario altogether. But we're very confident we can go there and put another performance in, but we know it's going to be very difficult as well. So we're not getting above ourselves or nothing like that. We will keep our feet on the ground, knowing that we've got a very, very tough task. But if we can get through that, then that tie against Leeds would be incredible for the football club.
And I suppose moving away from the Cup, you must be really pleased with how it's going in the National League, because currently in them playoff places, and obviously the aim for a lot of the fans is to go up, and you're in a position where you're in a good position at the minute.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going okay. You know, we're sitting in a nice position. We believe that we're capable of having a successful season come the end of it. So we have to keep working hard, and you know, every game that comes, we have to put in a performance, because it's never an easy game in a conference, that's for sure. Obviously, with the FA Cup's a bonus, and it's nice to be involved in that at this stage of the season, and we will concentrate on both, really.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? You've really got to tell the players that while they will be looking forward to the game against Bolton Wanderers at the Macron, and then potentially hosting Leeds United and seeing what happens there, you've got to keep the form going in the National League.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're kind of lucky. We got the FA Trophy this weekend, so that's another competition that we want to do well in, and that's just before obviously going to the Macron. So we've got a tough game against Gateshead on Saturday, and obviously we hopefully come through that, and then obviously looking forward then to the Tuesday.
And for yourself, you're gaining quite a reputation as a manager, and obviously playing the likes of Bolton and doing what you've done does you no harm either.
No, correct. You know, it is what it is, and we've done really well, and obviously it's nice to have all the press that we're getting, and you know, it's a credit to my players and my staff. You know, we work really hard as a team, and we're getting rewards at the minute because we're doing the right things.
And when you look at it, the likes of Neil Lennon after the game giving you credit, and also the rest of the squad, that must mean a lot to you, mustn't it?
Of course, you know, he's a big manager. He's a very experienced manager. He's managed, you know, Championship level. I mean, the Champions League level. You know, he's been there, done it. So for him to give us the respect he's given us and said, you know, that we did very well, and I'm sure he's going to be working extra hard to try and beat us at their place, and knowing it's going to be a very tough game for them as well. You know, we'll go there looking forward to it, Probably a little bit more than that, actually, that Bolton will be looking forward to.
I suppose that's the thing, looking at that match, is really you've got nothing to lose, because if you do lose, you're losing to a Championship side at their place. But if you were to win, the carrot at the end of it really is a massive one.
Oh, huge. It's huge. You know, the incentive there is there massively. And as you said, you know, it's one of them. It's a no-lose situation for us. But it's on the flip side for them. It's not, you know, it's a tough game, and we'll go there and we'll give it our best shot like we did on Saturday. And if we perform like we did then we'll give them a match of a game, and who knows, we could get the victory that probably we deserved on Saturday.
And so, Chris, just looking at the aims towards the end of the season right now, what is it? Is it a case that you just want to get promotion and really not think about the Cup, because whatever you get from now on really is a bit of a bonus?
Of course, you know, that is the case. But we go into every football match, regardless of what it is, and we're looking to try and achieve success, you know, and that goes with every game. So we go in there winning mentality, and we're trying our best to try and achieve that. And obviously having the bonus of the Cup is special to everybody involved. And we have to concentrate as well on the bread and butter, which is the league, and trying to get to become a proper league outfit, really.